Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life. This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Although it's a sad day for the Jewish community of Australia and indeed for Jewish people everywhere with the passing just this morning of Eddie Jacob.
Yeah, Vic, I'm struggling. I can hear you. It is a bit faint, so, and I have put everything to the fullest here. So if I can just ask you maybe just to talk a little bit louder, if possible. So tell us about the passing of this Holocaust survivor.
Now, Eddie Jacob, can you hear me now? Is that better?
Yeah, it is a bit better.
So we've actually spoken about him before. Eddie Jacob passed away this morning at the age of 101. Mm. And it's not just, in inverted commas, that he passed away at that age. But Eddie wrote a book, which we've spoken about before, called The Happiest Man on Earth.
Oh, my word. Was that him? Oh, gosh. Absolutely. In fact, I'm the only one in my family who hasn't read it. My kids are absolutely, they were blown away by this book.
Exactly right. And that book has been, the last time I chatted to one of Eddie has two sons, mm-hmm. Adults obviously, and the last time I spoke to one of them, Michael, he told me the book had been translated into 27 languages. 27 languages.
Incredible.
And now what was amazing about Eddie is that, as I say, he passed away today at the age of 101. Is that he seemed indestructible. He survived the Holocaust. He was actually caught up in Kristallnacht as a young man. He was a teenager during Kristallnacht, 1938. And one often looks at survivors who able to get to their age to 90s and even into the hundreds. And you wonder which came first. Did they survive because of what they went through, or was it this amazing, indestructible almost spirit and determination to survive, which enabled them to survive? And Eddie, up until his last months of his life, was still guiding at the Sydney Jewish Museum and telling
incredible.
His story. And he always said that, I still sing in the shower, and my wife, Flora, who thank God is still alive, who comes from Thessaloniki, and she's in her 90s, and she still tells me to stop singing in the choir. And he had this, and she's still telling him to stop singing in the choir at the age of 100. And you know, and he had this wonderful, positive, irrepressible, just joie de vivre. And I can tell you, even today, in the few hours since he passed, I have had so many calls from mainstream media, who either know Eddie or know of Eddie. So he was an icon and a hero figure to the Jewish community and beyond. And so the world is poorer for Eddie's passing, I can say.
Yeah, that. Mark Belding just messaging the studio line saying, what an inspirational book by Eddie Jacob, a must read. Yeah, and certainly the reaction of my family, and as I say, I'm probably the only one in my family who didn't read it yet, but they absolutely loved it. And it seems to resonate with every age group, which I found so interesting as well, because maybe it's about the intrinsic ability to be happy no matter what our circumstances are.
Indeed, and to see the positive. And he said, you know, despite what happened to me, I'm not bitter, I'm positive. And he just, positive was his message to every group who came through the Jewish Museum. And he has literally inspired thousands of people. And the wonderful story is that as his book has been translated, as I said, the last time I checked, into 27 languages, from Norwegian to Japanese to, you know.
Well, that's again the point, is that because he talks about a universal issue, and it isn't about simply about the Holocaust. It is about the human condition. which is incredible. Wow. And obviously sad to hear of his passing, but what a life well lived despite unimaginable circumstances.
Exactly right.
Former Prime Minister's son sues a Jewish businessman for $12 million. This doesn't seem like a great story.
It does not. And why I mentioned that, apart from that, is that there's a former, there's a South African connection to that as well. The name Pillemer will be well known to many people listening, and certainly people who follow soccer. I don't know if it's soccer or football, but the round ball game in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And there are three Pillemer brothers, all of whom way back when played first division soccer football in Johannesburg for various teams. And they came to live in Sydney many years ago with their parents, Doug Pillemer and apologies, I don't know Doug's wife's name. One of the sons, Russell Pillemer, who's went into business with Malcolm Turnbull almost 20 years ago. Malcolm Turnbull, a former prime minister of this country. Malcolm Turnbull was not prime minister at the time, but a very successful businessman. So Russell Pillemer and Malcolm Turnbull went into business. They got to know each other from, they worked together at Goldman Sachs, a very well-known investment mm-hmm. company, obviously. And what's happening right now in the Supreme Court is that the former Prime Minister's son, whose name is Alex Turnbull, is suing Russell Pillemer for $12 million in damages over allegations that Russell misled the Turnbulls over a business deal. And Russell is vigorously defending this. And in fact, when I say it's obviously any such case is very unfortunate. But what puts even a sad element to it is that Doug Pillemer, so Russell's father, said some time ago that the five most precious days, best days of his life were one when he got married, three when his three sons were born, and the fifth one was when his one son went into business with Malcolm Turnbull.
Wow.
That's how close the families
were. Mm.
And so for this now to eventuate where Malcolm Turnbull's son is now suing Russell is a sad state of affairs, as Russell vigorously defending it. And it has been, there has been hearings in the Supreme Court, and the case is now adjourned until mid-October, which is obviously just a week or 10 days away.
Wow, what a horrible story. I really don't like those things when things like that go so wrong. And finally, professional rugby player to sign up for Maccabi Games.
Indeed. So anyone who follows sport will be aware that the Maccabi Games will be happening in Israel next year. And there's a player, David Horwitz, who we have spoken many years ago, played professional rugby for New South Wales. He played for Melbourne, then went off to, and he played the competition, yes, called the Super 16. He went off to Ireland, played professional there. He plays number 10 for anyone who knows what rugby, what that means, plays fly half. And now he is, has signed up for the Australian Maccabi rugby team for the games in Israel next year. So Australia has won a Maccabi gold medal in rugby way back when, in 2009. Silver at the last games, I think it might have been to South Africa, of all places. And so from Australia's point of view, it's good to have a professional back in the rugby ranks for Maccabi next year.